Well, to God be the glory. It is time for us to go before the Lord in prayer, and we're going to have a double dose in prayer because we just touched and agree right now for our sister Joni. But we just thank you, Lord, right now that we have the opportunity to reconvene on this telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you right now, Jesus, that you have given us the ability and the technologies to, and the privileges to be able to join this morning. Enemy, when you had a chance, you should have took us out, but you didn't. And to God be the glory, because we know, Lord, that you have a mission for us. We know that you have a plan of action for us. But most of all, we know that you have a promise for us. And for that, we say to God be the glory. We ask that you cover Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts in their comings and going. We thank you, Lord, for these two victorious women of God that created the master call because they said yes to you. We thank you, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family. Because of Artists International, we have been threaded together and learned and met so many new things and so many new people. We come to you, Lord, collectively in prayer, but we also come to you individually because you know what we stand in need of. So we thank you in advance and trust, touch, and agree that it has already been so. Now, we thank you, Lord, in advance that this call will not have any dropped calls. There will be no hindrances. There will be no static. There will be no interruptions. There will be nothing that is not of you that will touch this call, and the word will come through with clarity. The word will come through with your promise. But most of all, we know that the speaker will decrease so that you can increase through him. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and we thank you. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Master's Call family, you have a Jesus Joy Day. I am turning the call over to Minister Brenda. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, sister.
Praise God. God. To God be the glory Thursday. Thank you so much for that tag, and thank you, Minister LaShawn, for greeting and seating the people this morning with that Jesus joy. Hallelujah. And we say welcome. Welcome to all of you on the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're excited and delighted to have each and every one of you on the call today. You're in store for a blessing this morning. We thank God for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who's the ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's better known as our Mother Eagle, who started this call in 2010. God is manifesting his works through these calls and through those victorious women of God. And if you're on for the first time, you'll see what I mean. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends and tell them that this is a great way to start their day. Our scripture reference is Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our website is www.themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, and we also have the directives and scripture references to pray for the Artist Empowerment Conference, which is 7 days away. Praise God. We also have an email address, and that's info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. If you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please submit them to this email. And you may desire to greet the callers, or you may have a word from the Lord. If so, please join us by submitting your request to the mentioned email, and Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, will contact you. You heard me mention Artists International. It's the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven with wonderful products that change lives daily. You can learn more about the company listening to the motivational call after this call, which is hosted by Platinum President Dr. Dorothy Cook and a team of leaders. That call, that number is 530-881-1300. That's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. Excitement is in the air, people, because the artist families are gearing for Orlando, Florida, and that's being held June 13th through the 15th. and it's not too late to join them for the Artist Empowerment Conference, which is hosted by the Kings of Artists. You don't want to miss this event. That website is www.artistempowermentconference.com. It's artistempowermentconference.com. Now I'll introduce you to our awesome speaker. This man is well known all over the world. He is Pastor Glenn John, who was born in the island of Trinidad and Tobago. And as a young man in 1974, he gave his life to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, under the ministry of Evangelist Jeremiah Prescott. He was then baptized in water, and later he received the gift of the Holy Ghost. He attended Duke Street Pentecostal Cathedral Church under the leadership of Pastor David Webster of Barbados, where he continued to pray and worship God in all-night prayer meetings. And he later joined the ministry, the prison ministry, the shelter ministry, and open-air ministry. And it is during those years he sensed the call of God upon his life. On October 25, 1992, he was publicly ordained and set apart to the work of the gospel ministry by the Bishop of God's Battalion of Prayer Ministries, the Reverend Dr. Alfred S. Cockfield, located in Brooklyn, New York. He is now the founder and pastor of Christ Ambassadors Apostolic Church, located in Brooklyn, New York, and the Lord has taken his ministry to various places, such as Brooklyn, Queens, New Jersey, Virgin Islands, and the list goes on. Here, he is an anointed man of God who has a mandate and passion in ministry of teaching the body of Jesus Christ the importance of developing and maintaining an intimate relationship with Jesus, with an emphasis on the importance of true worship and total praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, meeting the natural and physical needs of people in the inner city community through food for the homeless, shelter, missionary, clothing outlet, community outreaches are just a few of his projects. Pastor Glenn is also passionately known in our Artists International as the King of Lviv because he knows about our Lviv juice. Evangelist Pastor Glenn John is a devoted husband and loving father. His heartfelt desire is to see a revival come to the entire church world. Ultimately, he is a man after God's own heart, whose ministry are touching the lives of many throughout cities in the United States and the Caribbean. He is a mighty man of God, and I can say that because he shares his birthday with me. I had to throw that in. But I am so proud and privileged to have this opportunity to introduce to some and present to others, none other than Pastor Glenn John. Pastor John, are you there?
Could you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord to everyone. I bring greetings from the Christ Ambassadors Apostolic Church. I first greet our founder of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. I greet the moderators, the hosts, the saints of God, all God's people that are listening. In Jesus' name, I greet you. Father God, take the anointing you have given me this morning and let it flow so the people will be blessed. Let your word go forward and accomplish that which is good. Oh God, I will give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I want to speak on a topic, the law of prosperity. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 35, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, oh my God, he said, it's favor his righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. If you aspire to be wealthy and to walk within God's system, you must also understand the nature of prosperity. For some reason, a mythology has grown around God that insists he loves poverty. I come to tell someone this morning, that is ridiculous. You are the utmost expression of God pressed out from his spirit into material realm. So why would God want himself to be poor? It does not make no sense whatsoever, my friends. Oh, praise God. In truth, God takes pleasure in your prosperity. It's like watching your kid hit a home run in a little league. God is there cheering for you to do great things and to be successful. It is in our divine natures to want more, gravitate towards abundance. The objective of life is development and growth, and the basis of all advancement must be the science of getting rich. Wealth is not sinful, my folks. Money is a tool like anything else. Its sinfulness lies in how you use it. That's all. You have to decide how you want to use money. If you have the courage this morning to face your choices, you can be wealthy, and yet wealth will never be your master. You need to reach out for more than just money, but wholeness. That's the law of prosperity, wholeness. Understand what wholeness is. Let me give you the meaning. Wealth, health, and peace of mind equal prosperity. We live for three motives at the same time: the body, the soul, and the mind. Can I tell someone something this morning? None is better, holier, or more desirable than the others, and none can fully live or serve God without the other. You can have a soaring soul and vision for greatness. Like so many of us, we want to be great. We want to reach to the top. But if you do not take care of your health, your body will not allow you to do anything. You need to make your vision manifest. Number two, if your body is sound, but your mind is slack and slow because you have not educated yourself, you will lack the knowledge to do all you can do to fulfill God's intention. That's why we got to educate ourselves on the type of work we do and our products. All three aspects of the self must live fully if you are to express yourself and God fully, my friends. God has all the riches of the universe and his fingertips. I often hear Christians sing, my father is a millionaire and I'm walking in gold and he owns all the cattle on the hilltop. But the way we approach life, it seems as though we are not singing or saying the truth. It seems as though we are not there with the message, and the mess is not the same. Faith opens the door of ability and develop superiority. You will take more, greater risks to do greater things. The rich people think differently than poor people. The rich are different. That's how, in the first place, they became rich. The rich live in uncertainty and take risk because they have faith. The rich don't want. They know they are the key to unlock what they want. When you attend to your desires and do everything you can do to fulfill them, you are living and moving in spirit, one with God. When you do not, you open yourself to sickness. Notice then, I want you to notice this morning. You know, the Bible says that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desire of our hearts. And so many times we quote the scripture, but the key word, what is that desire of your heart today? Because you're delighting yourself in God every single week, every day, but what is your desire? Desire is possibility seeking expression. Do you have that desire? Desire is function seeking performance. Do you have that desire? You are meant to fully express the possibilities that lies within you. You have the possibilities. He told us in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he told us that he is the one that gave us the power to be wealthy. Oh my God. Praise the Lord. The book of Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12 tells us, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Understand when we quote the scripture, don't deviate from it, because the second key word is desire of your heart. Do you have that desire? When you do not express your desires, you will always be in want. Expressing desires, pursuing and attaining the things you want is your highest expression of yourself, of God's will. If your background thoughts are negative, they will eat away of at your prosperity like termites. That is why I got distributors come to my office and I tell them don't come back, because every time they come by with pity parties and negative thoughts. Tell me something is positive, why I should go forward. Give me a reason to make it today than giving me all the reasons I cannot make it. I don't want to hear it. That is why it is so important to have a positive background soundtrack of thoughts running through your mind at all times. Your thoughts, even your dreams, while you are asleep, will program to manifest wealth and prosperity. In his letter to Gaius in the third epistle of John, when John wrote, should I paraphrase what he wrote? He wrote to the pastor, to my good friend Gaius. He was a pastor. How truly I love you. He went on to say, we are the best of friends, and I pray for good fortune in everything that you do, for your good health, and that your everyday affairs prosper, as well as your soul. This morning, I come to tell someone something this morning, that let us summarize what we just heard this morning in simplicity. God, number one, take this notes down, 6 points I'm going to bring out that we just, six nuggets that we just learned this morning. God wants you to be prosperous. Yes, my friends, he wants you to have wealth. God himself, we are the image of God. God cannot occupy this world without the human being. That's why he breathed the bread of life into us, so we are like him. God is not poor, and he cannot be poor. So if you are harboring, I'm not talking about if you are poor right now, but if you are harboring and condoning poverty, you are enmity against God. But if you're in poverty, according to Bill Gates, if you're born poor, it's not your fault, but if you die poor, it's yours. So therefore, you got to start harboring thoughts to come out of it. Number two, not wanting to live with abundance is abnormal. Not wanting to have the basic fundamentals, things that we need in life and have abundance. He tells us in John 10:10 that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Number three, wealth, health, peace of mind, it equals a summation of that, those three items is prosperity. It takes faith to be rich. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It takes the substance faith to put into your hope. It's okay to hope, but you must have the substance. You must be able to take risk. You must be able to put blame on yourself instead of blaming every single person for your demise. If anybody can, I can. The Bible tells me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And if that is not taking place in your life, you are warring against God's word. It is not your brother or your sister at fault. It is not your upline or your downline at fault. It is me. There's nobody else but me. My upline cannot hold me back. My downline cannot hold me back. I don't care what you tell me this morning. They cannot. I don't care what title you have. I don't care who you are. You cannot hold me back. So what I need my upline for is to help me go forward, not to pull me back. What I need my downline for is to help me go forward, not to pull me back. And if you are a lad, I can do it by myself with God until God send more help. Understand it's you. Number four, the rich think differently than the poor. Everything about rich people, they think we get up in the morning, we don't have a salary, we don't even know when Papa Dylan get up, he don't even know how much is going to sell in products today. But it's uncertainty, but he thinks differently. He have the courage. He got to buy the inventory before he make the money. Some of us want to do the business without inventory. I had one of my downlines came to me recently with someone, but he have no inventory. He has nothing to sell. How could you do business? Number five, I got three more minutes. Number five, unexpressed desire will make you sick. When you don't take that desire that God put in us, that we have a desire to want more and gravitate to better things, when that become abnormal in your life, you suffer with stress. Stress brings free radicals into your system. It creates acidosis into your system. When you, oh my God, wait until maybe I give the next message. When that desire is not fully lived out and expressed, you begin to envy your neighbors and begin to envy your brother and your sister and everyone else. And number five, you will be misunderstood because so many of us, where we live, our associates are around us. We come to meetings and people are around you. All thinking may think differently because if they're not thinking the law of prosperity, they will not make it. My friends, this is the word of God that the psalmist says in the book of the 35th division of Psalm to the latter part, let the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in prosperity of his servant. Prosperity is the body, the mind, and soul. I know a lot of people when we come as pastors and we talk prosperity, he again with this money thing. You pastors only like money, 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 money. But when you hang up the phone today, the first set of crisis you face is money. The bills to pay. You don't get love letters in the mail no more. All you get is bills or junk mail. That's it. Nobody send you, I love you, don't ever change, and this and that. Nobody send you, I miss you, when you're coming by to see me. You don't get those letters in the mail no more. All we get is bills or junk mail. So and the junk mail is for you to go spend money. Everything centered around our lives. My church need money to function. We need money to function, to feed the poor and to do everything that you need in your entire life. Money have to be part of it. That's why wealth, peace of mind, and good health equal prosperity. Back to the moderator in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for that awesome word this morning coming from on high. God wants us to prosper, be prosperous and in good health, even as our souls prosper. That's wonderful. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for that mighty word that you've given us this morning, oh God. And we come to realize that you're God Almighty. You're God all by yourself. And you don't need any help. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the opportunity to come before you daily and to realize, Lord, that we can call on you and you will answer. And then you said you will show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. We thank you, Father, for Pastor John, and we ask that you bless him, Father. Bless his family. Keep him, Lord God, in such a mighty way. Pour into him, Lord God, 100-fold as he poured into your people, O God. We thank you, Father, for the passion that you've given him, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that that passion will continue to flow through us, Lord God, as it flows to others, O Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that the Spirit of truth is dwelling and reigning with us, O God. We thank you, Father, for the people on the call, and we ask that you continue to bless them, keep them, strengthen them, O God. And we thank you, Father, because your word is forever settled in heaven. Lord God, we thank you for our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, O God. We thank you for strengthening them and keeping them and carrying them forth, Lord God, day by day as you spread your word, Father, through them. We thank you, Lord, for our Papa Diaz de Leon and his family, Lord God. We thank you for keeping them, Lord God. Strengthen him, Lord, as he traveled from place to place, Lord God, encouraging the people what thus says the Lord, what the Lord has given him as a vision, and we carry it forth as distributors, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the staff and the distributors of Artists International. We ask that you keep the kings of artists in perfect peace, Lord God, as they prepare for this great empowerment conference, oh God. We thank you for protecting them and their family from all harm and danger. For those that are traveling, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for your ministering angels being with them, your protective angels being with them, Lord, as they travel to and from their destinations, oh God. We thank you, Father, for those that are sick and shut in, Lord God. We speak the blood of Jesus. We say the blood of Jesus is applied to every sickness, and we thank you, Father, because you told us that over 2,000 years ago, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed, and we call healing, we claim it, we're decreeing it, and you say when two or three come together touching and agreeing, you're in the midst, and we thank you, Father, for watching over your word to perform it. We glorify you, Father, for those that are maybe discouraged, Lord, but we thank you, Father, that your word has gone forth, and it won't return void, but it will accomplish what you sent it to do, and we glorify you, Father, that this is being manifested this day and the days to come. Lord God, we can't thank you enough for what you're doing through this call and those that are on this call. We ask that you use us to the glory and honor of your name. We be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. And people, if you are interested as well as I am interested in listening to this message again, you will do so by dialing 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. And that pin is the same, 957-677-pound. Now I will ask Pastor John if you will come back and give us the benediction. We love you, people. God bless you.
May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a great day today and a better one tomorrow. Praise God.